Regional ocean dispersion models were used to evaluate the initial seismic activity distribution after the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant accident. The models interpret sparse observed data and produce visual color contour maps to help understand the behavior of released cesium. 11 regional ocean dispersion model results are summarized in 2014 report by the Science Council of Japan. Several models demonstrate that the seismic activity of the coast of Ibaraki Prefecture was lower due to the influence of the mesoscale eddy. The large spatial temporal variability and heterogeneity of the released seismic activity distribution made it difficult to validate the model by comparison with observations. Unified source term was not used in this model intercomparison. Direct release from the 1FNPP site has decreased significantly, but continue to persist. Long-term simulation was extended to September 2020. Observed simulated result of annual average surface seismic activity distribution agreed well in 2013. Although the spatial-temporal variability of the seismic activity distribution is large and complex, annual average seismic activity distribution is suitable for understanding the distribution and assess the skill of the models. Normalized annual average seismic activity distribution was similar for each year from 2013 to 2016. This result suggests that the annual average distribution is predictable for the ocean discharge of ALPS treated water from the 1FNPP site in the future. Model intercomparison using a unified source term will be important to understand the impact of the 1FNPP accident and to assess the skill of model. The range of estimates for direct release rate is reduced by the uses of the multiple models. Distribution of the atmospheric deposition to the ocean is not well understood. Because the impact of direct release from the 1FNPP site was decreased, an increase in cesium activity for about 6 months was observed at the 2FNPP and Yuasa coast after heavy typhoon rains in October 2019. Since the dissolved cesium flux from the river was small and the impact was expected to be short-lived, it is suggested that the impact may be due to the leaching from particle cesium deposit in estuary. Combined atmospheric riverine and ocean modeling approach will be important to establish a more accurate source term to the ocean.